Update, Friday, 1:53 p.m., city police have identified the victim as a 36-year-old Berryman. He is being treated at a Toronto-area trauma center for non-life-threatening injuries. Police also say the victim and the suspect were known to each other. Police say they have identified the suspect, but his name has not been released. After receiving the call, police say uniformed officers immediately responded to the area after the suspect fled on foot. A remote-piloted aircraft system, or drone, was also utilized in addition to a canine track. But in the end, police determined the suspect was no longer in the area and had made good his escape. Police have also obtained video surveillance from Gun Street and the surrounding area and believe that this, along with information received from witnesses, has assisted investigators in being able to quickly identify the suspect. Barrie police are searching for a male suspect after a stabbing in the city's East End this morning left another man with serious injuries. Police received the call just after 9 a.m. Friday, about a fight on Gun Street between two males. When officers arrived, they located a man with a serious injury, due to an edged weapon. He was transported to local hospital and has since been airlifted to Toronto, according to police. Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today said officers began to search the area for the suspect. We established a perimeter in the immediate area and did conduct a canine track to attempt to find the man, who fled prior to our arrival, said Leon. Unfortunately, we were unable to locate him, but our investigation is continuing in the area by detectives. We also have officers on scene who are conducting a neighborhood canvas, as is the forensics unit, he added. While Leon said residents may find this concerning, he reiterated that the extensive canine track did not find the man and it is believed he is no longer in the area. I would understand the community's concern, but I can say this was a targeted attack, Leon added. We don't know if the two men knew each other, but this was definitely between the two. Leon said that a description of the suspect will be released when investigators can confirm information about what he was wearing and what he looked like.